Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
So much to talk about. It's Manufacturing Month. It's been Fashion Week, and I attended Wear 2015, the World Ethical Apparel Roundtable in Toronto. So much to share, but I wanted to first note the recent anniversary of the Capitol Hill tragedy. On October 22, 2014, Corporal Nathan Cirillo died in uniform while standing on guard at the National War Memorial on Capitol Hill. It was his attire that made him a target, and it was preceded 2 days prior by the death in Quebec of Warrant Officer Patrice Vincent. What we wear matters, and a year ago, Canadian uniformed protectors had to assess the danger of being targeted by what they wore. I've had minor personal relations to the uniformed men and women who visibly defend our Canadian values, and now more than ever, I respect their choice each time they step into their garb of what they represent. And here's a clip from a recent CBC broadcast marking the tragedy and honoring our men and women in uniform, featuring Captain Mike Wanacott.
I am proud to wear the Canadian Force uniform, and I am proud to be an Argyle, and I see no reason not to feel safe walking around.
This month was also the run-up to our federal elections. And beyond the colored symbol messages of red, blue, orange, and green was a kneecap. A textile item that led to a complex dialogue within our Canadian fabric that included old stock thoughts and newly landed citizen voices. And if one was listening carefully, the murmured protests of First Nations people and why there was less dialogue about the Red Dress Project. Our national dialogue about the kneecap went from the superficial to examining our national identity. Such is the power of what we choose to wear and how it interacts with others in the world at large. And it was also a big month for our Blue Jays going to the pennant race. Their baseball attire clearly marked which team was at bat, and it extended to the fans, young and old, who chose to wear team-branded attire that announced clearly which team they were rooting for without them even having said a word. What we wear can speak volumes about how we connect with the world, whether from our fundamental values, our work, or on occasion, like our fan-driven race to support candidates or sports teams. But what's the deeper story woven into the cloth? I just posted on Gooder Goods Facebook a short video on the journey of a silk scarf. I hope in viewing it, you can gain a better appreciation of why cheap fashion doesn't make sense. Knowing its long journey, try spending more than the typical 2.6 seconds when you make a purchasing decision solely based on the price tag. We've been told that a new purchase will make us feel better. But what if we pause to think about how much effort it took to jam another item into our overflowing closets? And looking broader, what about from field to landfill? This relates to apparel's life cycle from start to post-consumer use. You'll see a small hill of clothes that I also posted on my Gooder Goods Facebook page from The Guardian. This visual gives reason to pause. Unfortunately, this curated statement is not unique. I met Sabine Weber at Wear 2015, whose master's thesis at the University of Waterloo was on how consumers manage textile waste. Her colleague told me that 7% of the Canadian town of Markham's landfill is textile waste, and they have municipal funding to see how this burden on the dumps can be diverted beyond shipping our waste across the border to Michigan. Beyond costing taxpayers money, the problem hasn't been solved. It's just been dumped into someone else's backyard, out of sight, out of mind. But that's increasingly not okay as more people embrace caring beyond self or beyond borders. As part of the purchasing system, we need to consider how our impulsive bargain purchases have costly impact. So if you haven't seen The True Cost, make a point to see it on Netflix or iTunes to download or see it with others. Andrew Morton, the director for the movie, was in Toronto recently, showing his film, making appearances at Real World and at Where 2015. I loved hearing from him how the Rana Plaza tragedy led him to a more conscious place of how we have been manipulated by a subversive story. Andrew asked attendees at Where 2015 conference that we in industry need to tell a better story, one that includes facts, not marketing fiction, of what we now increasingly know about our interconnected actions, and how our spending choices do have real impact that can cause ripples throughout the purchasing system, from what we buy to put on the backs of our loved ones to how we care for our soil. You can see that in the short video on YouTube, From Dirt to Shirt. I also had the opportunity to meet Kate Black, who launched her new book, Manifico. And if you want easy solutions on how to spend your hard-earned money, it lists brands to support throughout her book using her value system. The letter V stands for vintage, or generally anything used. A is for artisan, or sold on craftsmanship, handmade with care instead of profit margins. L is for local, support your community or the community that you're visiting versus profit-taking multinationals who don't support communities. U is for upcycle. It's purposing existing garments and materials to create new value products. From those of you who earlier supported me will recall goody gift wrapping from Reclaimed Textiles, or our lab work on lonely laundered t-shirts, upcycling into one-of-a-kind wearable art. E stands for ecological. What is the ecological imprint from your future purchase? Start looking for the new GOTS standard, G-O-T-S, GOTS, the GOTS standard to help consumers compare apparel beyond the price tag from field to fashion. But on their website, there are currently no certified Canadian apparel producers. We'll explore more about labeling in a future podcast, but for now, Manifico's value system provides a really useful measurement to keep in mind next time you have the impulse to shop. Kate's new book, along with The True Cost, offer new century markers of how we will all start to change our minds about how all of us make purchasing decisions. Until next time, be gooder and make better purchasing decisions. Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/goodergoods. Choose to be gooder.